I guess overall, because it looks like Mr. Trump was he made another comment today after they decided to fine them.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, it's, I think it's a bunch of bullshit overall, to be honest.
Which part?
I mean, it started off with Colin Kaepernick, you know, taking a knee and everything like that. And to be honest, I mean, he has, I mean, you know, freedom of speech in the U.S. So, I mean, he has, I guess, the right to do that. I mean, I kind of take it as an insult with my whole family being in the military and me playing football. But just out of respect, standing for the national anthem and the fallen, you know, Americans that, you know, stood for that right. You know, they died for that right for him to take the knee. But I don't, you know, personally, I don't really like the way Trump had handled it, saying that, you know, you should fine them and kick them out and they shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't have the money and the success that they have because of it, you know. That kind of, that kind of puts a, what do you call it, like an unprofessional name to the president, which, you know, I guess, like, you know, he shouldn't be involved with NFL. Like,
yeah, he's gone too far.
It, for me, it's like, if we have, you know, problems like North Korea and Russia and stuff like that, why are you focusing on a guy taking a knee in the NFL? Let the NFL take care of that.
I totally agree. What do you think about them fining them?
I mean, individual teams I would understand, but the NFL having their own regulation on it, that's a little, you know, excessive, I think. I mean,
have you read up on it? Sorry. Have you read up on it? Because I, the only thing I haven't seen is how much are they trying to fine them when they fine them?
I have not seen anything. I've read up a little bit on, the, like, you know, reactions between Trump and the administration and the NFL, but I've never, I haven't seen an exact number. But let's be honest here, like, it's probably, they'd be better at giving, like, them, like, a cut in, like, their paycheck than, you know, to fine them.
Like, and then, go ahead.
It's like, you have guys making millions of dollars and you're going to fine them. It's like, that's not going to change their behavior. They, I mean, if you're still paying them, that's kind of like a redundant situation.
I think it's, I agree with you. I'm surprised that, that's the solution they would come up with for this entire, well, I want to say I'm surprised, but then no one's gone ahead and picked up Kaepernick. So
yeah,
it's kind of not surprising, right?
Yeah, it's, well, Kaepernick, overall, I think he was talented in what he did. It's just, I mean, you got to be a good person on and off the field, right? You know, there, I've read reports of him, you know, disrespecting fans off the field. And if you, you know, when you play for the, for an NFL team, you're not just, you know, a player when you're on the field, you're representing that team off the field too. And I think that's a responsibility that he has to be able to take on and be mature about.
Now, then let me ask you this. So I, when I first started seeing about the fines, I think it was on Twitter, someone mentioned that they'd like to see a fine for the guys that are accused of, or at least found guilty of, domestic abuse.
Oh yeah, that, that is that is a good topic, I guess, too, I guess, to kind of move on to. And that is, I think, a little bit more realistic than taking a knee. You know what I'm saying? Because taking a knee, let's be honest, that's disrespectful, but you're not hurting anybody. If, you know, beating your wife and stuff like that, that is unacceptable. I mean, and I mean, but I have to also be able to say, I have to be kind of unbiased here and be able to say, for the guy too, I mean, I think there need to be good regulations on that for that to be effective.
This darn can you say that again? It just cut out on you.
So basically what I was just saying is, like, I mean, you have to, you know, taking a knee is not hurting anyone. So that kind of finding somebody for an allegation or something like that, I mean, is more realistic. But, I mean, I feel that if you're going to find them, if you're going to be fair to both sides here, trying to be unbiased here, like, you have to give the, you know, in this case, the guy...
the benefit of the doubt.
The benefit of the doubt of the fact that don't find them unless they've actually been, like, prosecuted and actually gone through it, because it's very easy to mess up their life, like, in their career. It's a very touchy subject, and shun away from it.
The publicity alone is already, you know, going to affect their life as soon as that accusation hits any kind of press.
Yeah. I'm from Chicago, and, you know, that happens not just in football, but we had Patrick Kane last year that was accused of, I think it was a rape accusation, and it ruined his whole credibility and his publicity, but he was found not guilty because he wasn't even in the area or something like that. It was like an ex or something like that. And not to discredit the fact that this stuff happens, but it's very easy, and I think the reason why it's not taken as serious is because if you take it completely serious off the bat and you understand, and you could be ruining somebody's life either way.
Yeah. I think the more we get into, like, I didn't hear the story about Patrick Kane, but I just seen somewhere that what is the officer footage? You know, the body camera.
Oh, the body cam, yeah.
Where it just cleared somebody, one of the officers or an officer of rape, because the girl accused him of raping her, and his camera shows he did no such thing. She was pleasant the whole thing until after, and then decided to accuse him of it. I mean, I think the more that we start to use cameras and
evidence.
That it'll start to speak for itself, and then maybe there'll be some levity, I guess, maybe is the what I'm trying to say.
Credibility also.
And
it's kind of sad to the fact, like, I have a lot of police officers in my family, and I'm a very pro-police person, and, I mean, I guess it kind of gives me a little bit of bias, but, I mean, if you go out there and you're putting your life on the line, and we've kind of, like, you know, for the past, you know, for only for the past 10 years have we started to actually doubt the police, you know, for in court and everything like that, you used to, this is a credible source. You know, if a cop said something, he's a cop. You can trust him. But now it's to the point where you can't even trust a cop just doing his job. And I think, I mean, it's kind of sad that we have to get to that point of, yes, we need cameras, but I think it's good that we do have cameras in that situation of the fact that you don't trust me. Okay, here's the proof right here. Boom. Shows it. You know, I didn't do that, you know. It kind of protects people, and, like, I think most cops are actually for it. I mean, all the cops that I know and I interact with on the daily, they're all for the cameras. They love them because it keeps everybody honest.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And I can see it. Cool. Well, did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
No, I'm just hanging out on here, having a good time.
me too. How long have you been using it?
Just got on today. I just got it. Oh, I got it the other day, but I just made my first podcast today.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Because I'm actually 14, and I'm going into high school, and I play a lot of sports and, like, travel baseball, and going to a private school on scholarship for sports, so I'm kind of giving my 2 cents on stuff. And
Awesome. My son played football.
So yeah.
I know a little bit about watching you guys go through playing sports in high school.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the sophomore team for a private Catholic school next year, and on scholarship for football. And then I play baseball for a travel team right now, and I'll be on a freshman team next year. So that should be interesting.
I bet it sounds like it. You could be busy.
Yeah, I just got out for the summer for school, and I'm already, you know, working out the routine, so.
Cool. Well, cool. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time because this thing is starting to cut out on me. So it was good talking to you. I appreciate you having this conversation with me. It was nice to hear someone else's point of view.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. It was fun talking to you and kind of seeing everybody else's perspective on it.
All right. Well, take care and good luck with all the sports, huh?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.